This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and every Tuesday we get together with Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and we discuss the people, the organizations, institutions, and businesses that are behind the economic engine in Washtenaw County that is the creative sector. Today we're going to take a look at the first couple of months of 2018, see how we're doing this year, and look ahead to the months to come to see where the challenges and opportunities are for greater success. Welcome back, Deb.
Hey, David. Good to talk with you, and good to have this, what I think we're calling our quarterly check-in with our listeners.
We're a little early on that, but nonetheless, it is a good time to kind of take stock of where we are. How would you assess the first couple of months?
Well, for Creative Impact, I think we've been getting some great guests on the line and lined up, frankly, going forward into the springtime. But I hope our listeners are thinking the same, and that's really part of the reason I wanted to chat with you. I wanted to, and I think you do too, encourage some feedback from the listeners and even actually suggestions of things that they might want to learn about those businesses, those people that are working in the arts and creative industries that they might want to learn a little bit more about.
You know, we've met some spectacular folks over the past couple of months, and all of those interviews are available to you on our website at WEMU.org. All you have to do is when you get to the front page, click the on-demand section, hit Creative Impact, and they'll all come up right in a row for you. As we move forward, there's a lot to look forward in the months to come, not only in terms of guests on the air, but what's going to be happening with the creative sector at the federal level and at the state level. And let's talk a little bit about arts and humanities funding, because those dollars come at a premium, and they're very difficult to secure, and they are at risk once again.
Yeah, so, you know, our tagline at the Arts Alliance is the arts plus creative industries equal impact. And, you know, hopefully someday everybody who listens to this show is going to have this number down. It's a $730 billion industry, 4.2% of our gross domestic product. Those, again, are big numbers, which just confounds me and confounds so many that every time we come up against a budget in Washington, there's this discussion about eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, Institute of Museum and Library Service, and Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which of course is so critical to stations like WEMU. When an industry has such a great impact on our country and means so much in regards to jobs and community impact, as well as telling the story of who and what we are, it confounds me that it would be on a chopping block on a regular basis. So we have to raise our voices, go to Washington and talk to our members of Congress and talk to the people that make these decisions to just once again make the case.
Of course, the argument always comes down to, you know, is it more important than infrastructure? Is it more important than environment? And how do you weigh the balance of where those dollars and allocations should go? So when somebody says we have priorities that we think are greater than the arts, how do you, as head of an arts organization, respond to them?
So I think it's because people singularly look at the word art. They don't look at the bigger picture. If we talked about jobs and we turn the word into jobs, do we invest in jobs in our country? We absolutely do. We make decisions every day in Congress and on Lansing and other places in regards to what will make a more fertile ground to create jobs and to bring jobs into our communities and into our cities. And that's exactly what the arts and creative industries do. They create jobs. They also help to develop the workers for those jobs. The Wall Street Journal just again yesterday came out and said it is important for people to have background in liberal arts so that they can work in the industries of today. So it's not, let's move past that singular word art.
So bring that down to Washtenaw County level. What is the impact of the creative industries, the creative sectors, and this expanded idea of the arts community?
And I hope we're talking about that every week on Creative Impact. I mean, we can break it down to numbers. You know, the quick numbers is just alone on the nonprofit sector, we're generating more than $100 million in economic development here. We're creating jobs. We have jobs. It's, you know, more than 4,000 jobs are created here in this community. We educate our students. We engage young people in the industry, and so it just, you know, the ripple effect is huge.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU with the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock. And we've talked about what is going on at the federal level and the potential implications there. But Arts Advocacy Day is coming up in Lansing as well. What are we looking at in the state of Michigan when it comes to supporting these creative industries?
So in Lansing, we're partnering with Creative Many Michigan on April 18th to state our case. There will be a day-long session in Lansing. We, the Arts Alliance, will be chartering a bus. If folks want to get engaged with that, please, by all means, contact us at info@a3arts.org. There'll be a full-day session. We'll work about how to talk with members of our legislature and do some learning about, you know, what points to talk about, so that we can then get towards increasing not only funding for the nonprofit sector, and that's important as the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs grant cycle starts up for 2019 here pretty quickly, but also, again, about policy and investment in the arts and creative industries. As the state looks at economic development in every other arena, they somehow push, they don't even push us to the side. They just don't think of us as a sector. And that is why we are out there raising the voice, so that the sector is looked at, because it's a big number. Creative Many will soon be releasing its nonprofit sector report. And based on just 16% of the nonprofit sector in the state of Michigan, there's nearly $1.2 billion in direct expenses.
I think you've made the case for impact, and certainly from the creative sector as well. It is going to be an interesting year ahead, and I look forward to meeting all of the people involved throughout the course of our get-togethers each Tuesday. Deb, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. Remember, info@a3arts.org.
That is Deb Pollock, President and CEO of the Arts Alliance. I'm David Fair, inviting you to join Deb and me next Tuesday for another edition of Creative Impact. You hear it only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.